All I do is daydream. They been sleeping on us, I'm just trying to see what they seen.
Welcome. Another episode Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. This is the Into the Woods podcast. Episode 203, if I'm not mistaken. And buddy, I've been mistaken a few times. But what I'm not going to mistake is I got me a glass full of ice. And I got me a Diet Coke, a little DC, and we're going to do a little ASMR. You ever, like, watch a mukbang? Somebody just told me about mukbangs this weekend, and I was like, you people are kinky. Watching people eat copious amounts of food, that's kinky. If you watch mukbangs, you're into some weird shit in the bedroom. Know that. So here we go. Oh, hear that sizzle? That's the sizzle you get. And after all my beer pouring adventures over the last few years, I know how to pour a drink. Listen to it. Oh. Hear that? That's the sound of a cold, refreshing day. Wow. And the perfect amount of ice. Not too much displacement. He nailed it. Oh my goodness. With no room to spare, he's got the whole can in the glass. Wow. Wow, if there was a Hall of Fame for things that don't matter, I just nailed one of them. Let me move that away so I don't hear it fucking beating up in the background. Oh, wow. That was unbelievable. Anyways, what riveting podcasting audio was that, huh? That's great radio. He poured a Diet Coke into a glass filled with ice to start the show. I mean, wow. I wonder what the next 27 minutes have in store for us. How was your guys' week, man? My week was good. Broke a fucking vacuum cleaner last Thursday. Got home from, you know, being out. Came inside. There were crumbs on the floor, so there were a lot of ants. Somebody had left some crumbs behind. I'll take the fall for it, but we all know who it was, right? We all know what it's about. We all know who's leaving crumbs behind. And just take a guess, partner, it ain't me. And so there were just a bunch of ants. So I'm like, ah, shit. So I go out to the garage. I grab me the you know, ortho home defense, probably something that gives you cancer. And what did I do? I just started shooting them. I started dropping them. You know, it was amazing that they all just died on impact. It was actually pretty crazy. I felt like the Obama administration in some Middle Eastern country. Oh, jeez. Oh, but you know what you can't say about me is that I play either side. You know, I'm a switch hitter with the stuff. So I'm there. I'm killing all the ants. You know, I'm using some choice words. I'm talking like I'm Rambo with this little, you know, I'm not even pumping it up. Things battery powered, the little gun that I have attached. And I put, and then so I let them sit and die for a bit. I go, you know, sit down, probably have some frozen grapes, you know me. Maybe even a Coke Zero or a Diet Coke. You know, I don't discriminate around here. And what I ended up, you know, I ended up going to grab the vacuum cleaner. We had this little cheap little vacuum cleaner from when we moved in. It was good. It did its job. You know, it wasn't bad. But it wasn't sucking. So it doesn't suck like the best of them. You know, it was good for what it was worth, you know, but, you know, it was kind of unenthusiastic about the sucking. So I turn around, you know, I go to grab the vacuum. I start vacuuming up the poison and the dead ants there, you know, cleaning them up, putting them in a little mass grave that is the vacuum cleaner. And I turn around, I have my headphones in, you know me, I'm jamming, probably listening to some, you know, Taylor Swift or whatever. And we'll get to her, but I turn around, I have my headphones in, I go to grab the Bona. It's a Swiffer type thing, not a horny Bostonian. Hey, I got a Bona over here. I got a Bona, kid. Hey, he had a Bona when he came over. Oh, God. And he does good accents. I mean, is there anything this guy can't do? He pours Diet Cokes. He does Boston accents. You know, is there anything other better? He does dick jokes in a Boston accent. I mean, how is this podcast not in the top 10? So I walk over to grab the Bona, and I hear the vacuum going off, which would be strange because the vacuum was turned off. So it's like on, and then I look behind me and the thing is coming to life and it's smoking and just shit has happened. I must have shorted it with that rat or that, not rat poison, but ant poison that I sprayed on it. And so I see it smoking. And I'm like, well, this isn't good. And so I walk over, you know, I make sure it's off, which it is, but it's still smoking. So I go and unplug it from the wall. And I'm like, well, that'll do it. You know, what a genius move out of me. And so I'm like, well, this sucks. And then it felt like the button got really loose. You know, the on-off button it just shorted, right? I took the filter out. Thing was still smoking a bit. It smelled horrible. It smelled like burning plastic. Dana comes home and she's all like, what happened here? And I'm like, you don't even want to know what I've been through. It really wasn't that traumatic, but, you know, I got to play it up so she doesn't think I had a normal day. Because if she thinks I had a good day, oh, buddy, then she's about... Nobody loves to make sure you had a bad day more than a woman. Or if you had a good day. Buddy, if you have a good day and you tell your woman you had a good day, she's about to hit you with the worst day of her life. I don't think a woman has had a good day at work in the whole history that they started working since 1919 when those brave women were like, you know what we want? What's that? Jobs. Why would they do that? What a dumb thing. We want to go to work just like the guys. No, this shit sucks. You want to trade places? And now there's like a whole contingency of these women that are trad wives. You know, they like to do the dishes. They like to make the house, you know, they like to pop out some kids, barefoot and pregnant, the whole nine, right? And here they are, and then they have the audacity to complain about their jobs. Just like it was Nurses Week last week, and we all know where I stand on that. Hey, congratulations. Did you go to school for 4 years with the intent to get the one job that your schooling was directed at? Yes. Are you going to spend the next 40 years complaining about it? Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Are you going to be paid pretty well for what you do? Yeah, you are. For how much you complain, sounds like you'd be getting paid less. Oh, Jesus. Who's more unhappy at their job, NBA players or nurses? Debate that. But anywho, yeah, I bought a new vacuum. It was Bissell. You know, that thing sucks like a... like a $2 whore. You know, can I make a joke that doesn't involve dick, sex, or the like? I think that's the next step for me. Maybe that's my next step. Maybe if I make a joke about a vacuum cleaner sucking really good, and there's nothing like a vacuum that sucks really good. You know, fellas, when you get your wife, you know, you see her taking that third drink down, and you're like, wow, tonight might be good. You know, she might put on a game 7 performance. You know, like a 15-round boxing match. Like, I know a guy, dude, he was telling me about his sex, you know, because that's all guys do. We all sit around, we smoke cigars, we drink whiskey, and we talk about fucking. And I'm sorry if there's kids in the car, by the way. I'm sorry. This has an explicit tag. You made that decision. And, like, this guy, he was telling me about how, you know, I go all out. You know, you ever, like, really worn out after sex? I'm like, buddy, nobody has that kind of time. Isn't that just so exhausting? Do you guys know anybody that's doing that all the time? They just make every... I mean, maybe you don't know when it's coming next. You don't know when you're going to get the next go at it. So you go all out, right? You're putting Vaseline on your cheekbones so the punches slide off. You're getting props out. You're trying out different poses, different, you know, spots. My lower back is weak. You know, I'm over here stretching, trying to make sure I don't sound like a... what is it? I sound like two rhinos going at it. I've told you that before. I'm over here just like, when I'm trying to stretch. I'm back there like, I sound like I'm in a box. I sound like I'm having one of those sessions. But like these guys, this guy was telling me, he's like, dude, I go all out. You know, it's a night. It's, you know, it's a thing. I'm like, dude, not every session can be a knockout fight. You know, sometimes you just take the singles. You take a double. Maybe you leg out a double every so often. Like it's a short, you know, you hit a ball into the gap, but the right fielder cut it off. So you leg out a double sometimes. You know, you put on a little bit of extra performance. You know, I'm not going in there doing the same vanilla moves, but, you know, I think we're kind of choreographed at this point. But, you know, every so often I'll throw something new in there. I'll move my arm in a different way. I'll lift my leg up in an opposite direction. I'll make sure my hips are stretched before I go in there because I'm gonna try something. But I can't be doing that every time. You know, I mean, it's not a spot fest. I'm not an indie wrestling show in the bedroom, buddy. I got to make it to the tomorrow night. You know, we're working multiple cities. So not every show can be the greatest show, you know? Unlike this one, right? Got my DC in hand. I'm off the DC right now. What's in this bad boy? Zero calories, zero fat, 40 milligrams of sodium. That's 2% of your daily value for those keeping track at home. It's total carbs, 0 grams, 0%. Total sugars, zero. Zero added sugars, that's 0%. It's got zero protein. Evidently, this thing's made of carbonated water, caramel color, aspartame, phosphoric acid, potassium, benzonite to protect taste. Sure it is, buddy. Natural flavors, citric acid, and caffeine. You know what Diet Coke is to me? Something just see a drink. I see an aphrodisiac, and I didn't even know what that meant until a few weeks ago, and now I'm going to talk about it. Like, if I like something, buddy, it's an aphrodisiac. I'm fighting the bottom of this table right now, if you know what I mean. Shout out Diet Coke. That's the best ad they've ever had for Diet Coke. Amen. That wasn't me slamming the Coke down. That was me hitting the bottom of the table. What else happened this weekend? Anything good for you guys? Yeah, that's cool. I cut the grass again. That was fun. You know, it was Mother's Day. So Sunday we took my mom out to Fatheads. Because that's what she had to push out of her. Oh, Jesus. Shout out my mom. Imagine the damage these two melons would have done to her. Okay, I'm gonna be real with you, and this is actually the explicit part of the podcast, so please bear with me. I didn't know that if you were pushing a kid out, this is me as a guy coming to you guys asking the questions everyone else is afraid to. I was unaware that during the miracle that is childbirth, even though, ladies, I know you just laid there when it happened. You know what I mean? You were not an active participant. But regardless, I did not understand that during the miracle of childbirth, that perhaps you would rip open like a zipper from hole to hole. I was unaware of that. And when I found that out, that shit scared me. That'll leave a mark. That'll cut you deep, figuratively and literally. You find out you rip hole to hole, they got to stitch your shit back up. God, talk about just walking around. You're open. Goddamn parachute. Fuck, you go into a pool, you might fill up with water. Oh, God. It's disgusting. But not disgusting. It's the miracle of a child. You know, I understand. Oh, look, it's a baby. Yeah, somebody ever show you a newborn baby, you're like, it's all right. You ever want to lose a friend? Ever want to lose a friend? Here's how you lose a friend very quickly. Right after they have a kid, they're going to show you pictures of the baby. And when they go to show you pictures of that baby, you just go, eh, that's all right. Or you just go, they're going to show you pictures of their baby. You go, yeah. Don't go like, aw. Because then they'll think you're still your friend. But you want to lose that friend? You want to cut them off? Just go, eh, seen them. Seen babies before. Who cares? So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. What else been going on with you guys? Little NHL playoffs. You guys want to talk about that? Oh, I was talking about Mother's Day before I get to the NHL playoffs. Most people tune me out on the sports anyways. What the hell am I even talking about? Mother's Day. Yeah, I was out with my mom. We went to Fatheads before I started making a bunch of nasty jokes there. It was good. Fatheads is great. You know, if you're in the Cleveland or Pittsburgh market, please go try out Fatheads. Great place. Beer was good. Food is good. My dad only drinks Bud Light. I know what you might think that says about him, but just bear with me. He was like, "What about this one?" He keeps asking me, "What does IBU mean?" I'm like, bitterness. Use it as like a bitterness scale. He's like, "I don't like bitter beer." I'm like, "I know. You drink Bud Light." And he's like, "Yeah, you're right." And he's like, "What about this one?" I'm like, "Yeah, it has 100 IBU. That means it's super bitter." And then I feel like a jackass because I'm talking about craft beer, like an asshole. And that's kind of like, I started smoking cigars recently. You know me. Started smoking cigars. And my buddy who gives me these cigars, who he's let me try a ton of them, he's talking to me about them, and he's like, "You know, it's got sort of pepper on the tongue, and then you'll get to some creaminess. And when this wrapper might have a little bit of a bite on the back, you know, it's got a little bit more of a full body." I'm like, "Dude, this sounds like you're talking about wine and craft beer." He's like, "Yeah, that's about right." I'm like, "Oh, not another thing that's going to make me feel like an asshole. When I'm just trying to enjoy something and somebody's going to tell me what it tastes like." I'm over there smoking cigars, and this guy's like, "Do you taste that?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Pepper." I'm like, "Oh, sure." He's like, "It's on the tip of your tongue?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I'm putting a smoking stick in my mouth. Hey." But I don't know. I'm just a normal guy, dude. I just want to smoke a cigar. It's relaxing. I never knew how relaxing smoking. And you're not even smoking cigars. You're just puffing on them. What a revelation, Ryan. You don't even have to smoke them. You have none of the problems. Except for gum cancer. Cancer's a bitch, huh? Yeah, but anyways, Mother's Day. We went out. It was really nice. Paid for dinner for my mom's. Everybody get off my fucking back, would you? And then, yeah, we went home. That was our Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. So, moms are so funny. My funniest mom story that I have is, like, my mom always did stuff where, like, she wanted to, like, you know, moms, if you have a mom that loves you, right, she'll smack you on the ass. She'll smack you upside the head. Because I was an asshole as a kid, but, like, my mom wanted to try. I don't know if you can believe that. But she, like, wanted to know. Like, she wanted to be cool and, like, in. She would, like, try to understand what I got going on. So I remember when, like, Microsoft points were out. Like, have you ever played Xbox before? And you ever played Xbox before they just let you just attach a credit card, you would have to add like Microsoft points to your account. And I remember I wanted like 1600 Microsoft points, which was like $19.99. And my brother has no problem asking for money from my parents. But me, I was always really, really weary about it because I understood the value of money from a young age. And you know me. And I just remember asking, and she'd be like, "What are you going to use it for?" I'm like, "Well, I'm going to buy this. I don't even remember what Microsoft points were used for, but I think you like could buy like clothes for your like avatar. Let me see. What? And you could like change your name. What were the Crusades? What were the Articles of the Confederation? And what were black codes? Are the first three things that pop up on Google. So what were Michael Jackson's last words? Bring me the child. No, I'm kidding. Microsoft points used for No, I want to know. I want to remember what they were used for. Oh, here's a Wikipedia page. This is riveting, isn't it? Microsoft points. Cards of 400, 700, 800, so on, so on, so on. Introduces Xbox Live points for digital currency and Zune product lines. Oh, yeah, I had a Microsoft phone that had Zune on it. I thought it was so fucking cool, but then I realized I couldn't use any of the apps. Yeah. What could you buy? What could you buy? I want to know what you could buy. Nothing? Cool. Yeah, cool. Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, you could buy shit like, you know, clothes for an avatar that would that everybody would care about. Ryan, what a fucking story, huh? Yeah, that one phased out pretty quick. You know, if I was good, don't let me get good at this, man. I wish I was just fucking good at anything, actually. To be dead ass with you, I just wish I was half good at anything. Yeah, I wish I was half good at anything, like keeping the goddamn recording button going. I have to listen to somebody make love to a weed whacker out there. Nying, nying. All right. Yeah, but I just wish I was good at anything. You ever just have those moments? Like, you understand how out of touch? I was thinking about darkness retreats this weekend because I was listening to the TMG podcast. Shout out Cody and Noel, of course. They'll never hear this. But I was thinking about just darkness retreats and how, like, stupid. Just how, like, how out of touch with, like, Aaron Rodgers, like, everyone should do a darkness retreat. Your life is so good. Like, legitimately, if you're doing a darkness retreat, you're saying that your life is so good, it's almost too good. Your life is just so perfect. My life, you know, darkness retreats are literally saying, you sit to yourself and you go, you know what I want? I want none of the good stuff I have. I want to have a bad life simulator. A little darkness retreat. Do they eat on darkness retreats? Do you eat and drink? You have to drink water, right? Oh, another thing I have to Google. Do you, imagine if I had a co-host. Do you need a passport for Canada? Yes. Do you need a passport for Puerto Rico? Yes. Do you need a passport for Bahamas? Yes. Do you know the Muffin Man? Those are the first four questions on Google. I do not know the Muffin Man. Sometimes I take my shirt off and I look like the Muffin Man. Do you eat and drink on a darkness retreat? Disney Cruise? No, darkness retreat. Meals are delivered generally twice a day. It's like prison. You're basically prison simulator. Darkness retreat is technically a prison simulator for rich people who are like, you know what I want to do? I want to know what it's like to be in solitary confinement. Meals are delivered generally twice a day via small double door food box, so no light gets in the room. Fresh air is generally pumped into the retreat. And there's a heated shower and bathroom along with drinking water. If you the level of fame and out of touch that you have to be to do a darkness retreat is so funny. It's literally solitary confinement simulator for rich people who are like, yeah. And then Aaron Rodgers is like, oh, my head is so clear after that darkness retreat. I think I want to play football for the New York Jets. What a jackass. God, darkness retreat. I want to see, you know what I really want to do? I want to have fuck these TV shows, these reality shows that have like famous people doing their famous people things, like driving their nice cars and like banging their model girlfriends or model boyfriends. Fuck that. You know what I want to see? I want to see a reality TV show. Like, I saw Paris Hilton on a commercial. I want to see Paris Hilton have to go grocery shopping the day before Thanksgiving. And I just want to watch her reaction. You give her a list for the things she's going to need. And you send her to whatever city in whatever town and make her grocery shop. Because you know she's never done that shit. And then I want to watch Justin Bieber cut the grass. But I'm not talking like, I don't want to see him walking back and forth. I want the lawnmower not to start the first time and him have to figure it out. The only way this works is if you've been famous your whole life and have never had to like earn shit. Like, I want to see Kim Kardashian pump gas. That's what I want to see. I want to see her pump gas. Just see what's... And I want to see her plump. Never mind. I think that'd be a hilarious show to see, like, the most famous people among us who've never... Like, Bill Gates. Imagine Bill Gates. Oh, he's so normal. Look at him in his normal little normie clothes. What do you want him to be wearing? Fucking a lion? Lion skin? He's wearing a sweater and pants and shoes. Yeah, he's normal. Yeah. But what if we got Jeff Bezos to sit in rush hour traffic because there's an accident? Imagine how fucking funny that would be. I don't even know if it'd be funny. I just want them to live the way we live. You know? I just want them to see what we see. I want Jeff Bezos to sit at a red light that missed its cycle twice. Just see how he reacts to that. He's got his evil Darth Vader laugh that he'll do. Oh, this fucking red light. And then he'll grab his plastic girlfriend. Throw her out the window. That's a callback to last week's episode. Wow, this guy's getting good at this. No, I'm not. If I was good at this, dude, I'd be a lot happier. Fuck, maybe that's all I want. Maybe that's all we want as people, right? Just to be happy. Not all we could ever ask for. Oh, what's this guy? Oh, what's his deal? Oh, he's fucking happy? Fuck him. Oh, you're having a good day? Bleh. What the hell did I talk about this episode? You know, I write these captions every week, these descriptions for this episode. And some people are like, Ryan, they're criminally long. Like, can't you tell us what's in the episode? I don't remember. I have schizophrenia. I live every day like I just took 15 Benadryl. They make it 16. So, like, each one made me... One was drowsy and the other one counteracted it. So now I'm just seeing color. Whoa, that doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm hearing color. All right, I think that's the end of the podcast. Yeah, and I'll talk Maple Leafs before we go. Shout out to Toronto Maple Leafs, my adopted hockey team. You know, they lost in the second round. And sometimes that's just the destiny of a season. I know everyone wants to believe that every season's a failure, that you don't win the title. But look, if every year... If we all rooted only for the teams that we want to win a title and then we didn't watch, if they didn't, then none of us would watch sports. Does that make sense? It's loser mentality, bro. You don't get it. You just don't have the eye of the tiger, the fucking heart of a champion, the will of a fighter. It's like, all right, man. Or I just enjoy watching the sports and, you know, I want them to win, but I'm realistic enough. I'm realistic enough to know that it's probably not going to happen more often than not, because there's so many goddamn teams and there's so many goddamn variables, especially in a sport like hockey, when it feels like the randomness of a team like the Boston Bruins, who had like 130 points this year, they didn't even win their first round series. So, look, that's all I have to say about that. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Enjoy your week. Hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Follow me, like, subscribe, rate, review, all the things below. Talk to you next week. Bye. Love you.